Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount Plus.
It's The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back to The Late Show. I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson, your personal astrophysicist. And you know my guest tonight as the host of something called The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Please welcome my friend, Stephen Colbert! So how do you like being 5 inches lower than the host's chair?
It feels right. It feels about right. You got to have status over there.
I'm just saying.
You got to have status. You deserve it. Host of The Late Show, you got the status right there.
I'm ready for this. You know, I don't know how many people know or know deeply as I know how geeky you actually are. Right? And we've geeked out together a couple of times.
It's my favorite thing to do with you.
We had a little geek bromance, I think.
We do. Open a bottle of red wine and get our geek on.
A few years ago, we actually did a show in a school theater. We just talked for like an hour and a half about life, the universe, and everything.
Yeah.
And in there, you expressed a concern about wanting to not know. Or is it better to know or not know?
Well, that is the question. That is the first question.
This is when you dip philosophical.
Sure, that's the first question. When I was first in college, I was a philosophy major, and I took this course.
I didn't know the philosophy major.
Yeah,
that's good.
And I took a year-long course, you know, where we read essentially like the great books, and at the end of it, there was only one test all year long, and there was only one question on the test, and we didn't know what the question was before we walked into the room. And we were told, you got to read all the material because there's only going to be one test, and that's your entire grade for the year. And the question was, is it better to know or not to know? Support your answer with one of the philosophies we have studied this year.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that was when we first broached that subject. That was 7 years ago.
Wow.
We are in another time. In possibly a parallel universe.
What side of that
are you on right now? The knowing or not knowing?
We're definitely in the bad timeline right now. We're in the bad timeline in the science fiction story right now.
This is the split universe.
This is the split, right? Or the other one's the split, who knows?
There could be a universe where Trump is president and you are praising him. That's in the multiverse, that is a possible universe.
There is. And that one I have an even worse drinking problem. than I do in this one. I've tipped over. Okay, so what's the answer now? Like, so is it better to know or not to know? Is that what you're asking me, Neil deGrasse Tyson?
No, I have my answer. I'm asking your answer.
Well, I'm not asking you. I'm the guest on the
show
right
saying.
Now.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't think I don't even care what you think on this show. This is my show. It's better to know.
Better to know.
Better
I agree.
Know. Sure.
Better to know.
You can't walk blindly in the dark. Better to light a candle than curse the darkness. Do not hide your light under a bushel. You set it up on a high place that it might light those around you.
Be the supernova in the darkness of the cosmos.
Right. Because that's supernovas. Now, I don't know if you know this, Neil deGrasse Tyson, but supernovas, that's where gold comes from.
Gold is one of the, that's one
gold,
of the byproducts.
Yeah. One of the byproducts,
blowing stuff up in the universe.
Yeah.
We like this.
Why don't we see more supernovas? If there's so many stars, and they're so bright, and they're so powerful, and supernovas are actually fairly common, right? Why don't we see them more often?
We see them every night with telescopes.
No.
All right, now.
Wait a second.
No.
Wait a second.
No.
Don't you dare. You just said that like you moved like checkmate. What does that mean?
Yes.
What did you checkmate?
Yes.
Well, why don't you invite the rest of...
Okay. No, supernova are rare.
It goes like this.
It goes like this.
Just.
So supernova are indeed rare, but there's 100 billion galaxies. So if you have a sample size large enough, rare things become common.
Wow.
What is the single geekiest thing you've ever done?
When I was down in New Zealand...
I went to the place.
Which what place? You went to Matamata? You went to Hobbiton?
I went to Hobbiton.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't want to leave.
I was just made...
I wanted to be little to fit in the houses so I'd never have to leave.
You didn't go into Back End?
Yeah.
did you go into Bilbo and Frodo's home?
Yes, I did.
Okay, me too.
But I had to crawl in there.
Oh, I went into the full-size one.
No, I didn't go to the full-size one.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I went into the full-size Bag End down in New Zealand on the set of The Hobbit.
Right.
And I was standing there at the mantelpiece with the fireplace, you know, where Bilbo and Gandalf have their sort of argument about whether he should leave the ring for Frodo. And I put my hand on the mantelpiece and I looked down at the fireplace and my wife, I married the right girl, my wife said, let's leave him alone for a while to the kids. Absolutely true. I had to be alone in that room.
You grew up there, if I understand correctly, because we go back, you grew up in a religious household, Catholic religious household.
I still am in a religious household.
And your father was a medical doctor.
Yeah, my father was an immunologist, an academician. Yeah.
Okay, so it was sort of an evidence-based life.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay,
my father was a real intellectual. His idea of fun was to read French philosophy, like French humanist Christian philosophy, like Jacques Maritain, L'Amblois.
Of course, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
L'Amblois, of course, his famous saying, the only sadness is not to be a saint.
Yeah, we do that, right? We do.
So, yeah, that's my dad, yeah.
That's it, okay. So how did you resolve the urges of a believer to reject evidence in favor of faith?
Bull. What are you talking about? The urges of a believer? The urges of a believer to reject evidence? Who says that's spoken by somebody who's not a believer? Because there is no urge to reject evidence. I don't think that my faith is related to evidence. They're different things.
Okay.
My faith approaches a mystery. My faith comes from a place of a need to be grateful. Like, my faith comes from a place where I am grateful for the world. And I cannot answer the question, why is there something instead of nothing, as you and I have discussed many times. And so until you can tell me why there is something instead of nothing, I see a place to place my gratitude for my existence, how strange it is to be anything at all. And from there, I can extrapolate into my own tradition, which is Christianity and Catholicism, and my gratitude for Christ, through him all things were made.
He rehearsed that, I'm sure.
But I like evidence because it is better to know than not to know. And I was taught by intellectual Catholics who believed you could be a Catholic and still question your church. Yeah. Which somebody once said to me, oh, so you believe that you can be a Catholic and disagree with your church? There's a word for that. It's a Protestant.
last question here. What are you most worried about in the next century? Because a century ago, people were worried about like population and what's the one where you can't breathe?
Breathing. Tuberculosis.
Look, they're worried about tuberculosis. They're
sure.
Worried about population overrun. They're worried about things that today, that's not what anybody's worried about. Mm. We got asteroids. We got climate change. We got AI taking over. Bots that will run your life.
I'm afraid that AI won't take over. Because right now, it's just us running the show. And I don't know if you've seen humans' track record. It's not that good.
It's not that good. That's why we're all worried that when they do take over, they're done with us.
Now, I tell you what's upset me this week is the story that since 1970, 60% of the world's wildlife
Large wildlife.
Vertebrates, essentially, has gone extinct.
That's correct. But by our hand.
That's sad.
We have entered a new era where we are the primary drivers of the world's extinction, not asteroids. It's bad. But what worries me more is 100 years from now, what would be on their list that we don't even know yet that we should be worried about?
Super intelligent jellyfish.
Stephen Colbert, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing Podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.